This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Lord Monckton's our guest. You've been super duper holding. We'll take 5 or 6 of your calls and get some comments from Lord Monckton on each of those, and then a little bit more elaboration on how big this UN conference is coming up that hopefully he'll be getting into. Let's go ahead and go to Rob in Ohio. You're on the air. Welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, friend.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to go back, you know, to your part of the show where you're talking to Joe Biggs. And Joe is absolutely right. There's just a lot of people out here that want to drink the Kool-Aid and accept what the media tells them. And I, for one, am just appreciative of what you guys do. People like Joe Biggs and Paul Watson got over there just putting their neck on the line, really, to bring us real information. And you got people like Paul Ryan out here saying, oh, we'll let these refugees in if they can assure us that they're not part of this regime. And, you know, how does somebody assure you that they're not going to be part of a regime?
Well, they've got fake passports. 87% are military-age men. It's a war zone. You know, let Saudi Arabia take them. They haven't taken one person. Lord Monckton, what do you make of Saudi Arabia lobbying us to take all these refugees, offering to build 200 madrasas in Europe this year alone? Saudi Arabia is an aggressive imperialist force.
Well, the danger there is that they're not taking very many themselves. They're pushing them all in our direction because they know that these people are trouble. And, of course, the idea of them setting up madrasas, these are going to be Wahhabist madrasas. These are going to be preaching terror and revolution. That's the trouble. And we must not import any more Saudi Arabian extremist Islamic ideology into the West. It's got to stop. And we've also got to start liberating the countries of the Muslim world from this hideous Wahhabist sect, which is very extreme, and it really lies at the root of where this terrorism comes from.
Well, sir, the left loves to call imperialist this, imperialist that, but isn't Saudi Arabia honchoing the 79% Sunnis, many of which are good people, trying to command them in an imperialist fashion to basically be the vanguard of a type of religious imperialism?
Well, of course, the word for it is jihad. It's a violent religious imperialism. And Saudi Arabia is playing quite a dangerous double game. In the one hand, cozying up to the West, or is it the West cozying up to Saudi Arabia because it's so rich? I can never work out which it is. And on the other, spreading this terror via the Wahhabist madrasas, which don't give anything like a recognizable, wide and liberal education. Liberal in the sense of the old-fashioned, not the left-wing sense of the term. Liberal in the sense of you learn a little bit about everything. You have a wide and properly broad education. They don't get that in these Wahhabist madrasas, and so to import those into Western nations would be a huge mistake. And we must try to make sure that that does not happen.
Sure.
We must try to make sure that in those that may have already been established, the educational rules of each of our countries are followed so that they do offer something recognizably as a broad national curriculum.
Sure, these should not be accredited in any way. You're absolutely right.
No, that's right.
Well, if you look at the wild-eyedness of any, I don't care if they're white, Arabic, black, that go through these schools, they come out looking like Charlie Manson. They've been put through cult programming. They're totally wild-eyed. It's dangerous. Rob, we're going to break in 1 minute. More calls in the next long segment, but comment to what Lord Monckton just said.
Yeah, I just agree absolutely with what he said. And, you know, one of this is people aren't going to be privy to this, as Joe Biggs stated earlier. They're not going to be made privy to it until they come over here and start spraying a bunch of people, and it's going to take a major act, just some kind of big all-out war. These four people are going to open their eyes to it. People need to wake up. You know, people got their head in the sand, they're drinking the Kool-Aid, and we just need more people like you, Alex, and Joe Biggs, and Paul Watson. We need them out there.
Well, thank you, sir. We're just doing our job, but we're going to come back with Lord Monckton. I know this. They arrested 69 jihadis today in the U.S. alone that they believe are about to launch ISIS-sponsored attacks. That's only happening because Obama's flooding us with these immigrants. He wants to roll up terror networks so he doesn't get embarrassed. They already knew they were there.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low profile platform, PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We've got articles coming out after Lord Monckton leaves us. Americans are rushing to buy guns in record numbers. We have Democrats actually coming out and saying that we should take the guns away because of Paris. We've got a clip of that coming up from C-SPAN. And before Lord Monckton leaves us, Christopher Monckton of the Science and Public Policy Institute joins us. Before we leave today, I'm going to get into these articles. Rasmussen, little support for punishing global warming foes. Now, you'd think that's positive. Oh, there's little support. And then it says 68% of likely voters oppose the government investigating and prosecuting scientists and others, including major corporations who question global warming. I mean, imagine that. They're just introducing the idea of arresting us and calling for it. And that ties in with this article. All over the country, they have new interpretations of wetlands, streams, and rivers claiming up to 5 miles on either side of a creek or river, and the feds are taking it. The BLM is in Texas on the Red River with Oklahoma, taking tens of thousands of acres, homes, you name it, in some cases owned for over 100 years from ranchers and farmers. The feds already have half the country. I mean, this is just crazy. This is criminal. Let's go to phone calls for Lord Monckton. I'll get his take on both those before he leaves us. Jeremy in Kansas, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yes, Alex, thank you. I called in with a larger critique of what I perceive as the direction that your operation is heading in, specifically around Paris, and what I see as the danger of falling into becoming a weaponized cultural fascist counterpart to the weaponized cultural Marxism on the fake left. But I do want to deal with Lord Monckton's main issue here in terms of I think that we need to transcend the entire debate about the role of carbon in the atmosphere by looking at two very plain facts. One has to do with the weaponization of geoengineering that can really be served by covering more deeply the work of Michael J. Murphy and Dane Wigington. And then the other one is that we in the West would have been headed away from extractive fuels almost a century ago by people such as farmers who were learning how to grow carbon neutral alcohol and build cars out of plant-based plastics. And so people should look at
that. Here's the deal. I think carbon's good. We're a carbon-based life form. The planet's carbon starved from the metrics I've seen going back millions of years. And so, regardless, they want carbon taxes and regulations. And I'll come back to you after Monckton's gone to hear your fascist critique of the show. I want to hear this. But here's what I do. I oppose whatever the globalists are up to. So you can call it fascist, call it whatever you want. I don't want totally open borders, and I don't want to shut down all the coal power plants. I mean, I don't want to commit suicide. Lord Monckton, do you want to respond to what...
Yes, I do. Let's be very, very clear about this. One should take decisions on scientific questions in a scientific and not in a political way. And the fact is that the science around alarm about global warming has completely collapsed. There's been 18 years and 9 months with a zero trend in global warming. You have to go back further than that to get any trend at all, and then not very much. There's really been no significant warming for a quarter of a century. And in that quarter of a century, getting on for half of man's entire emissions of CO2 and other greenhouse gases since 1750 have been emitted, and the temperature has hardly responded at all.
But what about the UN vote to counter you and others and a bunch of astrophysicists that went public saying the sun is the cycle, we went into warming, now we've been cooling for 18 years because of it. I mean, it's the sun, and then they have a vote and say the sun isn't the main driver of climate. In fact, they say it doesn't affect it. They're totally discredited right there.
Well, of course they are, and I see you've got a picture of the sun behind you, and for those who think you always are somewhere on the edge of outer space, Alex, it looks as though you are.
I am. Look at me. I'm floating. I love Al Gore.
Floating very close to the sun. But to get back to Jeremy's point, the fact is one must take scientifics and scientifically. Let me tell you some of the problems, very briefly, with the official science. Thing number one is that, actually, if you use mainstream methods, we would only expect to see half a Celsius degree of warming by 2100. Is that a problem? No, of course it isn't. So they've tried to conceal the fact that that is what their own data methods, models, and results show. They've lied about it.
And that's with cut numbers hiding the decline.
This is a different fraud. It is the central fraud where they know that their own methods, however wrong they are, say to them that there's only going to be about half a Celsius degree of warming to 2100, and they say, oh, it's going to be 2.2 or it might even be 4. Nonsense. They know it's only going to be half a degree on their own methods, but their own methods still exaggerate. Because it's just been discovered that the effect of CO2 on the climate has been overstated in all the models by 40%. It's also been discovered that the so-called temperature feedbacks that multiply the effect of CO2 on temperature by about 3 in the original models. They've already cut that down to multiplying it by only 2 in the current generation of models, and that hugely cuts back on the amount of warming we'd expect. But now, Professor Ray Bates, who made an excellent speech on this in Moscow quite recently, again, one of the influences on Putin, has said that climate sensitivity, which is the amount of warming you get if you double the CO2 in the atmosphere, is not going to be 3 or 4 Celsius degrees, it's going to be 0.3 to 0.4. Now, this is a person who, when I debated against him on the subject of the climate 3 years ago, he was a true believer, putting out the official line.
So they're losing ground. Let's go to some more calls. Jeremy, I'll put you on hold. I'll come back to you after Monken's gone, since you want to get into the fact that I'm countering the terror overseas and saying it's real. I'm saying it's real because it's not manufactured. 9/11's been proven correct that Saudi Arabia was involved. Our government ordered a stand down. I've had the members of Congress on that have seen the secret documents. They let the attacks take place to take our liberties and to attack Iraq that did nothing. Okay? I've been proven right. Now, the difference is this is a real Islamic invasion, and I'm opposing it. I'm also opposing taking our liberties to counter it. Okay, they want to bring them in, have the clash of civilizations. I don't want to have that. I don't want to bomb Muslim countries either. Okay, you know, they can be there, they can have hoods on their heads, they can mutilate their daughters, they can kill each other and throw sticks at each other all day if they want to. I don't want to do that. I want to build space bases. I want life extension technologies. I want my daughters to be free. I want the fascist left off my back. Jason in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead with Lord Monckton.
Yeah, thank you, Alex, and thank you for your team. The reason why I'm calling is basically I want the people to understand, like, I don't know if you saw the clip today with Josh Earnest was on Fox News, and they asked him questions about, you know, the vetting for the refugees that are coming in, and, you know, he basically stated that, the vetting is extremely rigorous, and he used, you know, the names like the CIA and the FBI. And
finally, the FBI has come out and said they're not vetting them, so there you go.
Well, yeah, you know, like,
no, it's not happening. The numbers are too great to allow them to vet them properly. And the mistake they made, as Tony Abbott, recently the Prime Minister of Australia, said in a recent visit to Europe, is they should not let any of them in until they have done proper and very detailed checks. And then they should only let them in if it is very clear that they are likely to be genuine refugees.
Right. You get vetted in your country of origin, not at the country you're coming to.
Precisely. And that if they try to cross our borders, they will be dealt with very, very firmly and put back where they came from. And because we didn't do that and we acted wet at the outset,
it signaled the flight.
What happened is that every young man of ambition who wanted to make a bit of money for himself and his family got on the boats and came to Europe because they see Europe as the streets paved with gold. Not all of them are terrorists. I should think actually only a minority of them are, but they are all, or very nearly all, economic migrants. Otherwise, you'd get families, you'd get babushkas, you'd get grandmas, you'd get little kids, you'd get a mixture of people coming. Instead, they're all young men in their 20s.
Well said. Jason, you're absolutely right. I mean, we got Paul Ryan, all of them lying to us, saying they're being vetted. The FBI started doing some vetting and arrested 69 people for terrorism.
That's it. They're not vetting them. We know that a lot of the passports are bogus. They're going through the most rudimentary checks, and they don't have any means of keeping tabs on them once they've let them in. And that's the thing. Once you're in, you can do what you like. Nobody keeps an eye on you.
That's right.
But you are settling down properly and not planning jihad. And this kind of failure of the security forces to appreciate the scale on which this could happen, once in particular Europe had taken down its borders, and then you have Obama being soft, as he always has been, on immigration. The left are always soft on immigration because the first two generations of immigrants vote left. That's why the left always do this. And that's why when the Republicans come back in, they are going to have a very busy agenda. One of the items on that agenda is that all the borders should be tightened up. The border with Mexico, the borders...
Yeah, we've already taken on 2 minutes. We've got to absorb these, deprogram them from their Ford Foundation garbage. Jason, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, well, my point basically was like, you know, he talks about the biometric system, and I've vetted refugees from Syria. I've vetted refugees from Iraq and Afghanistan, and the system that they use it's called the Bats and Hyde system, and the Bats and Hyde system basically doesn't even work. I mean, they can't even vet Americans, you know, when you're going for, you know, I'm a veteran from the United States Marine Corps, and after the Marine Corps, I became a contractor, and I was a defense contractor for the Department of Defense, Department of State, and we did all the vetting for, you know, displaced Iraqis and Afghanis and everything, and when we as Americans are signing SF-86 and doing a 20-page background report that goes back 10 and 20 years,
exactly.
I mean, it's impossible to do this for these Syrians, especially when there's nobody to even look at from where they're coming. coming from, because they're all displaced. It's impossible.
Well, I'm going to add that, and great point, sir, and you should shoot a video about it. You should write an article about it. We should do a story about it, because absolutely, I mean, to get a driver's license, they put you through a big database, and you've lived here your whole life.
Jason, can I say how very nice it is to have someone on who has a background in this and knows about it and knows how much trouble should be taken if you're going to do vetting properly? And, of course, one has to see it a little bit from the side of our own public authorities, in that the sheer numbers that are now trying to get in have swamped any attempt to do the kind of vetting. And the danger, if you don't do it, though, is that the militants, the jihadis, can exploit the system, and they can feed in as many terrorists as they want.
Well, Lord Monten, in February, the head of ISIS said, we're going to flood Europe with 500,000 refugees, filled with our operatives, we're going to start shooting and bombing you. They said it. We covered it, and the media said we were conspiracy theorists, even though it was in the Daily Mail, the BBC, even the BBC reported on ISIS's open statements. And so, look, Peter Sutherland, as you know, the head UN envoy over migrants and borders, had Europe's borders go down. They advertised all the freebies. They got everybody to come. The EU wants this. The United States wants this, as you said, because the left thinks it's so sexy to be a radical jihadi. They hate their dad. They hate their mom. They hate George Washington. They hate the Union Jack. You can't even fly that anymore in England, or they try to come arrest you, as you know. They hate freedom. They hate the West. You know, they love all the money. They love all the products. They love all the choices. They love all the freedom. But they think it's really sexy to have a burqa put on their head. And so my question is, how do we counter this type of sniveling weirdness?
Well, I think the first step, and it's really a very straightforward one, is you've got to say, we can no longer cope with the numbers that are trying to come in, and therefore we are going to, for a time, until we sort things out, close our borders to those who want to come in. We're just going to say to them, no, you won't be let in, you'll be put straight back on a boat and made to go back home. And I think you have to start there, draw a line in the sand and say, sorry, for the moment we're swamped, we can't do this anymore. And then you take stock and you think, and we have international meetings about it, and we work out a proper plan. The fact is, these are mostly Arab Muslims. It is the primary responsibility of the Arab countries to look after their own. And if they were not able just to pass the problem on to the West, they would be much less willing to sponsor this terror in the way in which Saudi Arabia does indirectly and some other countries do directly. I think we need to take a much tougher line on the Arab world and say, look, this is a problem of your making, and it is for you to sort it out, and don't expect us to take these people in, because we can't, and because we know that your terrorists, whom your funding has created, are wanting to use this as a mechanism to get their people into our countries, and for the sake of our citizens' good health and survival, we will not tolerate that.
I want to get one more comeback from Jason about our comments to what he just said, but look, when the TSA wants to grope my genitals, or wants to ask me why I have grape jelly that I bought at some farmer's market for my mother, and said that they could have me arrested, when the police set up a checkpoint, want to search my car randomly, it becomes a joke when the border to the south is wide open, when the Border Patrol completes the smuggling process, when Europe brings in known jihadis and protects them, and then when they put all these other people to get jobs in America through all these background checks, it really shows that the security system is there to harass the producers and the citizens and to make sure we're minding our P's and Q's when the UN, the governing class, all the rest of them are above the law. So I want to ask Lord Monten this, and then go back to Jason. How does somebody like Peter Sutherland, that heads up all this garbage, think he's going to get away with it with a straight face, writing articles for the Financial Times of London where he says, no, we need to get rid of Europe's homogeneity. It's bad that Europe even exists. I mean, it's just, he's like speaking space alien. He's so hateful. He's so vicious. He's so ugly in his policies. I mean, this guy, it's a joke. It's almost like what they're doing is so outrageous. They have to make it outrageous to buffalo us because the lie is so big. It's so ridiculous is what I'm getting at.
Well, it's got completely out of hand The European class politique in particular is no longer subject, as you were saying at the beginning of this program, to any real democratic control. Decisions are being made on 5/6 of our laws by people whom we do not elect. And because they're not, therefore, having to take the feedback from the people that stops them going stupid, they're doing what every dictator does. They become detached from ordinary people. If you remove them one stage further and take them from the EU's bureaucracy and put them in the UN, as so many of them now are, that means they become still further disconnected from any form of reality. And they live in a little world of their own. A niece of mine recently joined the UN, and I happened to mention to her something the other day. She rang up to ask for advice on a speech she was drafting for her superior. And I happened to say something about the global warming thing, and she immediately trotted out the UN line. She'd been completely kind of recruited, if you like, on all the main points that the UN thinks. They become like robots. They become completely disconnected from the real world. And I think one of the things we've got to do is to make absolutely sure that every supranational or global body which wishes to exercise any power of decision-making or law-making over us must be elected by us, or it can wield no power over us at all. We must introduce democracy to the international sphere as it has been introduced in the national
sphere. By the way, I agree with you, and the control left. The control left wants this Star Trek future and always says, how dare you be against any type of global discussion. I'm not against global bodies, global discussions, as long as sovereignty is maintained, as long as there's an open vote, as long as, because that's obviously the next step of human development. But this UN thing is a dictatorial, totalitarian mess where in Article 30 it says the UN can abridge any freedom it wants at will.
This is the problem, and the only way to put this right is to make sure that they are elected. And if they're not elected, they can't wield any power or influence. And I would go further. I would say that every treaty, every international treaty that has been made which has put in place an international body, that treaty should automatically be cancelled after 1 year from now if there has been no worldwide election among all the member states participating in that body to elect the people who actually run it. That would apply as much to the EU as it would to the UN itself and the World Bank.
That's right, because it creates its own little kings, its own little viceroys over those agencies. Jason, getting back to the fact of the vetting, there is no vetting. They're vetting fake passports. They're just creating new fake identities. I guess when they bring them in and certify these fake passports, they admit that something like 80% of them are fake. Isn't that actually creating a new fake identity?
It is. They just had the news article where they show that you can actually buy a Syrian passport for $2,000 and fake a whole identity. The main point that I want to get across to all of your listeners is basically that, you know, the vetting, even if they are doing vetting, unless they're taking each individual into a room and waterboarding every single one to get information out of them, which we know they're not doing, they're just not going to prove anything. And the other thing is, I've seen in all the work that I've done as a defense contractor, Americans deceiving our government by, you know, photoshopping DD-214s. I've seen them photoshopping like paramedic and EMT certificates just to make a buck, and they still get through the government and get to go overseas and work. So if we can't catch those people, what makes you think you're going to catch somebody from another country coming into ours, you know, with ill intentions to do something bad to us?
It's insane. It's insane. Thank you so much. Lord Monckton, we're out of time. Briefly, to read a Rasmussen headline about arresting people that disagree with the government, I mean, it's just getting scary. They're grabbing land everywhere. They're accelerating their land grabs.
It's actually a rather surprising one. It is bring it on. Because the one place where, if you have fair judging, both sides of this climate question will get heard are in a good, old-fashioned, adversarial one side against the other case in a court where each side can cross-examine the other. And one of the reasons why so few climate change cases have ever got to the court is the left know this perfectly well. They don't actually want to put any of us into a court, because they know that if they put us into a court, we'll win.
You had Al Gore's film thrown out of the schools in the UK.
by the court. Now, of course, the danger now is that with the Supreme Court of the United Kingdom having come out and declared a policy that people like me who research and get papers published in the peer-reviewed journals should be arrested and imprisoned.
Totally discredited. We're out of time. Thank you, Lord Monckton.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run. We're about to go back to Joe Biggs with another update before they sign off for the night from Paris. Covering the migrant invasion that's being orchestrated by the EU and the globalists. Now the migrants being brought into the United States, but nothing like Europe. It's by the millions there. But if we put up with 100,000, it will be the millions. Then we'll go to Jeremy, Brian, Mike, Sean, and others. Coming up in the fourth hour of Overdrive, Leanne McAdoo will cover the latest breaking news. She'll also cover Uber strives to be the ultimate in driving and delivery. Now you can order your flu shot via Uber. Also, Texas has a big Texas welcome for Google, self-driving cars, and so much more. She'll be covering the situation obviously, with the refugees and more. But before I go to Joe Biggs and your phone calls, Deep Cleanse is now back in stock. And if we could keep this in stock, it would be our hands-down bestseller. And we don't ever promote it. We don't really ever even talk about it that much. But the experts out there, the big vitamin nutraceutical consumers that know their stuff, understand this is a game-changing product because how much organic Shilajit it has in it. Shilajit has thousands of different plants and other compounds that concentrated over eons together, and then it in the summer basically leaks out of the high mountains there in the Himalayas. Deep Cleanse has that in it and a whole bunch of other ingredients. It's a major game changer. InfoWarsLife.com. Also, if you haven't tried True Nation Iodine, Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, it has done so much for me. I've lost so much weight. I've got so much energy. If you've not tried it, or Brain Force, or Super Mel Vitality, or Lung Cleanse, or Silver Bullet, these really are the very best products that we could possibly come up with. And your purchase is what makes the show possible. We need your orders to continue on. We're getting the number of orders we need right now to basically operate, which is a great feat. God bless you. We thank you. Most media is contracting. We've been expanding slowly. Our reach has been expanding fast, but funding's been expanding very slowly. We need to really get more funding in here to have more reporters on the ground, be able to cover more around the world, be able to have more investigative journalists, be able to be on air more hours. It's so important. So thank you, all of you out there that shop at InfoWars Store. That's one word, InfoWarsStore.com. You can also call toll-free. We can answer all your questions, 888-253-3139. We have the best, freshest, high-quality, storable foods at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the best, widest selection of non-GMO heirloom seeds at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the pro-Second Amendment shirts. We have the books, the films. We have the best shortwave radios, the lowest price we could find at InfoWarsStore.com. So when you shop with the good guys, you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty. We have had so many victories against gun grabbing, against globalism. We've broken thousands of international news stories over the years. We've had a huge effect. We are the best bang for the buck. So I want to thank you all for your prayers, for spreading the word, and for shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And for recommending the type of stuff we should carry at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, I want to put a link up on InfoWarsStore.com at the top saying, you know, what should we carry? Or store recommendations. Because, again, it's all about you taking action. We the people, we are the human intelligence, we are the boots on the ground, we are all in this together. Now, going to Joe Biggs, he's got a sketchy Skype connection, but a final report for the day. We're going to keep him in France the next few days. Then they're going to go to England to show some of the radical jihadi areas that have been taken over, where women are told don't wear skirts, women are told wear hoods, no alcohol can be sold. This is de facto Sharia law taking place. And again, we're asking, why are the globalists pushing this? Since we talked to you an hour and a half ago, Joe, any new developments?
Roger that. Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com. We're in downtown Paris. Actually, earlier I forgot to mention a story I wanted to tell you really quick before I give you a breaking update. We actually held a cab, and when we got into the cab, Alex, the guy says, you know, where would you like to go? And I said, to St. Denis. He goes, whoa. He's like, do you know what is going on there? And I was like, well, yeah. And he goes, no. And he was scared. Like, he gave me this look in his eyes when I said I wanted to go to where the ISIS raid was being conducted. He was about ready to just tell us to get the hell out of the cab and go on. And he took us out that way. He actually dropped us over a mile away, and we had to actually hike in there through the you know, the suburbs of that area to get over there. So I thought that was very interesting, the fact that the guy was so scared he wouldn't even get close enough to that area. And at this point in time, basically off of Washington Post, I believe it is. Let me pull up the article really quick for you. I have it right here. Yeah, Washington Post, suspected architect of Paris attacks is dead, according to two senior intelligence officials. So I'm not sure if that brings it to three now, three dead today, the female suicide bomber, then the person that we took a picture of outside who was confirmed to be an ISIS terrorist, or was there another body as well? So that's one thing I'm still trying to find out, if that was a body that I took a picture of, the mastermind, or was he inside after they threw the explosives and then they found him in there later and they're just now confirming it.
So that is a big development. What time is it on the streets there of Paris?
It is 2040, so 8:40 at night here in Paris. And as you can see, if you look around, there's a lot more people out here tonight than there have been in previous days. I think the word and the news traveling fast about the raid in St. Denis has spread fast, and people are out. They're back to normal. I went out last night, like I said, and it was a ghost town. No one was out. I spoke to a few of the different bartenders and shopkeepers, and everyone said that it was not normal for people to be out. And as you can see, it looks like people are starting to go back. They feel a little bit safer knowing that these people have been either killed or captured in some way. But that doesn't mean that it's over yet. You know, the French prime minister, the president, everyone has said to remain vigilant, that there are possibilities of more attacks coming. You know, the fact that these guys are shacked up and they were ready to conduct another terrorist attack in the business district here in Paris shows you that there is possibility of another cell out here. ISIS has named Paris. It's like one of its top targets that they want to hit. So,
and Paris has brought in record numbers, lovingly, of refugees. And, of course, we know some of the shooters were refugees. That's been confirmed. But Jeremy in Kansas, I want you to hear this caller, was saying that we're in danger of being a fascist paradigm compared to the leftist paradigm. So I want you to hear what Jeremy, Joe Biggs, has to say from Kansas. Jeremy, go ahead and make your point.
Yes, just tying up the solutions to the global warming debate.
No. Hold on. I don't screen your calls, but you said you wanted to get into us being in danger of promoting fascism, basically. So I want you to specifically not get into your solutions for global warming. I don't think there's solutions to global warming. It's not happening. That's another show. I really want you to respond to the claim that you think we're becoming fascist. Go ahead.
Okay. I do want to show respect for the fact that in my days with We Are Change LA, I always felt personally respected by you, and I have learned a lot and have been inspired by you, especially from your terror storm days. But what I've seen in the last few years, and it's really becoming clear with the reporting on the Paris attacks, is a going backwards into the lower levels of what's actually going on here. And, of course, there are cultural Marxists that are being funded by the Ford Foundation, but there are also cultural fascists that you appear to have aligned yourself that are funded by people like the Kochs or Heritage and that type of thing. But
listen, stop right there, because I'm going to let you make your points. I've never gotten one red cent from the Koch brothers. I've had big reporters on, like Greg Palast, who's a liberal, saying the Kochs have given more money to the Democrats than they have Republicans. That's all more figments of the imagination. I don't get any money from big oil, any money from coal, any money from anybody. Take Matt Drudge. Matt Drudge is funded by advertising money by the left, the right, you name it, through ad agencies that buy ads on the internet. It's like Google Ads. I mean, it's just crazy to just throw out there that, oh, you've aligned yourself with people, the Koch brothers. Oh, my gosh, yes, the Koch brothers. Give me a break. So, see, here's what I'm saying. Something like 9/11 that clearly has inside job written all over it, we expose. But then when they create a real jihad army and turn it loose and open our borders to flood us and have big foundations demonizing anyone that points out they're dissolving sovereignty, I'm against it. Okay, there are real jihadis coming into Syria and now into Europe and the United States. They really are killing people. They really did tell our reporters, get out of here. You're not allowed to be on the streets of Brussels, Belgium. Okay? I don't like any type of totalitarianism, whether it was Nazis or Black Lives Matter or radical Arabs. So specifically, how am I going backwards? How am I engaged in fascism? I want to know. Go ahead.
Yes, that's why I'm calling you and not calling Glenn Beck, because I have faith in the goodness of your heart.
Listen, brother, I'm for real. I just want to hear specifically how you think I'm wrong.
Okay, let's deal with September 11th. What I've seen since the days of terror wars is the people who continue to do research in September 11th have found that the core of the September 11th operation led to the core of the deep states of the U.S. and Israel. If Saudi Arabia had any involvement in it, it was about supplying nationals to be blamed as patsies. The Israelis framed them, and the U.S. protected them. but that the core of the operation are buildings being blown up from the inside, including the Pentagon, where people are being targeted who are in able danger and accountants looking for missing trillions. You know, and so this attack in Paris has all the earmarks of Operation Gladio continuing forward into the 21st century. And if you look at the history of terrorism, modern terrorism, the Israelis are at the heart of it with the King David Hotel bombing, where they were willing to kill Jews in the name of the Zionist project, but also through NATO and U.S. CIA intelligence when they blamed.
Sure, let me expand on all this. I exposed 9/11 before it happened. I exposed it the day it happened. And I know that there are different camps that want to blame this group or that group. There are criminal networks above Western governments that clearly, bare minimum, stood down on 9/11, clearly blew up Building 7, clearly involved. We are the main drivers of exposing all of that. We're now 14 years later, though. When the public turns away from a subject, I still cover it, still have guests on routinely. But I don't get bullied. I'm not talking about callers like you, but other people that call and say, you better have me on about this, you better cover that, you better cover space beams, all the rest of it. I am not a 9/11 only person. Most people know about Operation Ajax or Gladio or Northwoods because of me. Okay, I was the one that exposed it all when it took the most heat to do it. I'm the person that lost most of my affiliates and then, of course, gained them back 14 years ago when I wouldn't shut up about 9/11. So I've been there, done that. Specifically, though, you don't need to launch an Operation Gladio where you stage terror attacks and then frame communists so NATO has an excuse to expand control in Europe when you brought in real jihadis to do it. And so that's my point. This is a false flag, but the most rudimentary type, because the West created the climate and the conditions to bring in people they knew would do this. Joe Biggs, your take on what he's saying.
Well, with the entire attack, like I said, I've fought these people overseas. They're real. Imagine growing up in an area where you're being bombed. That creates terrorism. Those people hate us. They hate so many people out there. The fact that France is now bombing only adds to the hate. There are real terrorists out there. And when people, all they want to do is bring up the fact that, well, don't you mean CIA instead of ISIS? Don't you mean the U.S. government? Yeah, they help kickstart the whole thing off. It's just like anything. You can have a child. You can create something. But then once it gets older, guess what? It's going to have a mind of its own and do exactly whatever it wants. So, yes, we funded them to an extent. And, yes, they're allowing things to happen. But guess what? There's a group of guys in Syria and Iraq who probably don't know anything about that. They're just angry and pissed off about what's going on, and they're being sucked into this entire lifestyle, and they feel like they're fighting for something. So every time I hear that, it just gets under my skin. I can't stand it.
ISIS Magazine, when people do that, it's so one-tracked.
Exactly.
ISIS Magazine a few months ago came out and attacked InfoWars, and then they put you in their videos, Biggs, they hate you. I've been putting some of their literature, and they said, you know, we do not work for CIA. Do not listen to them, because the fact that we're exposing that the West is setting up Muslims to fall is hurting their recruiting. They admit the number one thing hurting their recruiting is the fact that we're pointing out that they're being set up. Okay,
I did a report 8 months ago with a grandmother in Syria, and she's riding around, and these ISIS guys are kind of patrolling around in their Sharia law area, telling everybody what they can or can't do, and they were yelling at the older lady because she didn't have her face fully covered. And she goes, I know that you're getting your money from the USA. Stop letting them control you. And the ISIS guy goes, yes, we get stuff from America. I mean, so we know that. We're beyond that. We don't have to say that every time. We're here, boots on the ground, giving people live updates about what's going on.
Exactly.
I can't spend all day focusing on the fact that the CIA helped that out. Okay, we know. Everybody knows you watched
the
show.
We've said it. We've made films. We talk about it constantly. And I notice the more we do shows about 9/11, the more the 9/11 police write articles and call us and say we're not doing enough, like they've terrorized us into covering it or something. Look, we covered it constantly. I'm not mad at Jeremy bringing this up. I'm talking about other people. We're actually trying to stop a clash of civilizations. Dick Cheney wrote the PNAC document with Jeb Bush a year before 9/11. Rebuilding America's Defenses, just type it in. You can read it on, you know, Scribs or Wikipedia. They took their website down a few years ago. Used to be the, you know, the Neocon Network, had it out there. they explain, we're going to finance radical Muslims, have them attack us, then we can invade them, clash of civilizations. We're trying to stop the clash of civilizations where they're putting ISIS pit bulls in our nursery room to maul our babies so they can then point us at Assad, who's innocent, to go take his government out. That's what's happening. Jeremy, you have 1 minute to respond, then I'm going to break. Come back with more calls.
Okay, thank you. Of course, there are, Takfiri, Salafist, Wahhabi cultists who are involved in this, at least for being blamed for it, and probably were involved in the operation. However, we know that that was actually a bulwark of the British Empire's creation of a counter gang against the Arab Muslim world. In terms of countering the fascist cultural potentials with this story, you could have your reporters really dig in on the drill that was running on the morning of that. These allegations of this indestructible passport is exactly the same as September 11th. Instead of going this route of immigration, which plays into the hands of the police state, and you see Donald Trump being critiqued by Reason back here in the United States of America for basically empowering.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Jerry, I appreciate your call. Jerry, let me counter Jerry, that. We're done. We expose almost every day that Saudi Arabia was created by British intelligence. We did it yesterday with Dr. Pachenik. We popularized all that. Separately, this was a general anti-terrorism drill ahead of the UN summit coming up, not the exact place, exact time. That's different. And this passport with a suicide bomb being found is not the same as two passports and a fireball being found. It is not exactly the same. It's not even in the same universe. And I'm not arguing with you. I just don't agree with the statements you're making. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
We'll be right back.
about this segment one other than Leanne McAdoo takes over. It's very elementary. The West is bringing in radical jihadis who will engage in terror. They will then use those terror attacks to take our liberties. Yeah, the FBI might find some patsies, too. Who knows? They've done it before. We expose it. They don't need to now. Let me tell you, this whole ISIS thing is hot with the left, hot with the gangbangers. I've been telling you this before the media did. I mean, I really do my research. And so they don't need to cook up some bull to get funding now. I'm trying to stop it all being brought in so it doesn't happen, so we don't lose our freedoms. I'm not scared of a few hundred people getting blown up. I don't want it to happen. But I am concerned about what they're going to do to our society on the backs of these jihad attacks that are already happening. In fact, they just ran a story in here that reminded me of this from September 29th. Obama gave 1,500 terrorists asylum and U.S. documents reveal, changing the definition of terrorism to allow them to bring them in. They're bringing in the foreign fighters that already worked for them, retraining them and redeploying them. So there's your false flag right there. Joe Biggs is chomping at the bit to respond to Jeremy.
Oh, yeah. So whenever something like this happens, everyone all of a sudden becomes a forensics expert, an EOD technician, which is an explosive ordnance disposal technician guy who knows everything about explosives. I'm one person who can actually speak on the subject because I myself have been blown up. I've seen the suicide bombers blow themselves up. The guy in that instance, what he's talking about, had on a belt bomb, which means it would send shrapnel out and hit people in the guts. For him, when it goes off, it's all it's going to do is sever that person in half. The back pocket would be left unscathed, more than likely. The pockets or wherever he had.
You're talking about the passport should have been destroyed. No, it shouldn't.
No, it's not. That doesn't happen. Every time something like this happens, people are like, there's no blood and there's no this. Not everybody, depending on where you shoot somebody, not everything's Hollywood. It's not a Terminator movie. Not everybody just gets blown up like this. People automatically hear suicide vest or belt bomb, and they think that everything's going to be demolished. No, it's very small and minute. It's just like a grenade. It's only 5 meters out. I mean, you're going to get a little shrapnel. It's not that crazy. And everyone just goes and their mind starts spinning without even taking the time to sit down and actually properly research what happens in these situations. I'm telling everybody out there, guess what? There's a really good chance that passport was probably untouched.
Well, here's another thing. The average American doesn't travel. We're the most untraveled people in the world, except for North Koreans. They don't carry their passports around. You got to have a passport in Europe to do anything.
Yes, I have mine on me now. I'm going to have mine on me every day that I'm out here. That's what you have to do, because if you get stopped and don't have it, you're screwed. I mean, I just think it's ridiculous that people think that everything's going to be like it is in Hollywood. Stop being brainwashed by the TV and actually find out what happens. It's not all it is.
Well, my point is, I'm not mad at the caller, and I get some of his frustrations. They're saying, how did I say all this other stuff was fake, and now I'm saying this is real? Well, used to, Al-Qaeda leaders were like the grandsons of ADL heads and stuff, and Defense Link would upload the videos, and it was all fake. And now these are real armies. This is a real move. This is a proxy war. I mean, this is hardcore. The Arab Spring was Western financed. The globalists are overthrowing our allies. They're destabilizing. They're destabilizing us. I'm opposing the globalist program. It's very, very simple, Joe.
Go back to the day after Michael Brown was being killed. The Black Lives Matter people out there were fine. But since then, and over, what, a year now, it has completely changed into something different. It is not what it was at the beginning when they first started this whole big movement in America.
That's what Soros took over.
People have taken over it. Exactly, but that's the thing. Things move along. Stuff changes. You know, yeah, we might have helped start this stuff, but guess what? It's out of control now, and they're on their own doing their own stuff. It's real terrorism. There are real people out there who hate us, and they're going to do harm. It's going to happen again unless we start doing something about it.
And the bigger question is, we need to blame the government and people running it and say, what are you doing? Instead, there's just this debate about, should we take refuge or not? Of course not, because it's coming from a terrorist war zone. It's incredible. We're going to come back and take a few more calls, and Leanne McAdoo takes over. We got Joe Biggs in Paris. I'm Alex Jones. This is The InfoWar.
Visit GCNLive.com today.